Make sure that window's shut.
It's not overly shut.
Is it not?
No, it's kind of half open. Anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That is what the draft is. Yeah, well, I can see a bit of condensation there as well, Matt.
Yeah, that's why I kind of cracked it open a bit.
Yeah, fair enough. It's cold though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cold.
Cold.
It's very cold. It's the end of the
year. Cold was so cold.
It's the end. Is that Static X?
I think it is, yeah. I think it is.
We are... Static X are kind of backish.
Yeah, they've got a dead guy.
Yeah, the dead Wayne Static.
Dead Wayne Static doing the vocals.
They released something recently as well.
Was it a song?
Yeah.
They released something else?
A song called
a Jam or something? Called Zombie?
Yeah.
Ah, about the dead lead singer.
Maybe, yeah.
Could be. Maybe he's back as a zombie.
I don't know if it was a cover, because they covered Terrible Lie as well.
Did they? Is that what? Is it true?
What?
Or is it a terrible lie?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll cut this bit.
Oh, God. It's cold. I don't think it's allowed to be cut.
No, we always have to leave the beginning, the shit bits in.
Yeah.
Leave the shit bits in. That's what they tell you in the first week of podcast school. They say, leave the shit bits in.
Yeah, make sure the shit bits stay there.
Yeah. Make sure it's long and raw and authentic and genuine, and leave all the erms in. Matt and I are going to be doing extra erms this time round.
We're going to call this episode Extra Erms.
Extra Erms. Write it down. Could be. Yeah. So, episode what? 74?
74.
Or season 4, episode, can't remember.
I don't know. 9? I don't work from seasons.
10? No, we're sort of a bit backward here. Welcome back, everyone.
Have a quick look,
and we'll confirm.
It's episode 12, season 4.
Episode 12, season 4.
Yep.
Great news. Yep. What's been going on since the last time we did this, Matt?
Oh, God. So much has happened.
Where have you been? What have you done?
I've not been anywhere. Where have you been?
I've not been anywhere either.
Been on holiday. Just been in the country.
I think I've just been in the country.
Wow.
I've been enjoying this country.
I went to see Fear Factory.
You did? How was it?
The band I didn't get into over these years. You know the band I didn't get into?
The band that you wanted to be the singer for, but yeah. they just completely ignored you,
ignored
didn't they?
Ignored me, yeah.
That's weird,
completely
isn't it?
Ignored all of my
given your
messages.
Gravitas in the industry.
Yep.
And the scene.
Yeah, I know, right? And Fear Factory, very good. It was at Electric Ballroom, London, Camden.
Oh, I know it.
Yep.
I know it well.
Bertie T. Bell isn't there anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
The bassist of Static X wasn't there yet. I think he's joined them on tour because he plays bass for them now.
Okay.
But he wasn't there. Don't know who the drummer was. So it was Dino and a bunch of guys.
And then you met Dino.
But they sounded good. Yeah.
Met Dino in the Black Heart.
I did meet Dino in the Black Heart. I said, Dino, why aren't I in the band? And he had no idea who I was. And
he said, left.
Do you want a photo? I said, okay.
And that was that.
He was skulking around the Black Heart, trying to hit on every single woman.
Wow.
There, which was,
you've got to have some confidence if you look like Dino and you're hitting on every woman.
I think he assumed most people there would have been at the gig, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we're fans of Fear Factory. He can use that to his advantage.
The singer was like AI Bertie T. Bell. He had
like
a little machine. I wasn't sure if there was something. Well, his voice, but it sounded very good.
Okay, great.
And he had the Karen style sort of
Karen hair.
Front Bertie T. Bell Karen hair.
Yeah, lovely.
Bertie Bell's famous for. So that was good. We went to see Nightmarer.
We did. We went to see Nightmarer.
Nightmarer very
beginning
good.
Of the month. They were fantastic, yeah.
The opening band, can you remember who they were?
They were called...
We met them in the bar.
We did.
They were very good.
What were they called?
Can't remember.
Well, we'll never know. You'll never know, listener, who they were.
And Canal.
Harrowed. I think it was Harrowed.
Harrowed were very good.
They were really good. Yeah. Nice gentlemen as well.
Well done, Harrowed.
When we spoke to them afterwards. The singer from Harrowed looked like Tim Heidecker.
Did, yeah.
From Tim and Eric. Hello, Harrowed, if you're listening.
They were very good, though.
Yeah, they were very good. And then they were both Nightmare and Harrowed supporting Knoll. With a K.
Yeah.
Knoll. Who were genuinely terrifying. I've never been as scared at a gig before.
Yeah.
Watching a band.
They were terrifying.
The singer was genuinely having an out-of-body experience on stage. Just
a lot of possession.
Yeah,
going on,
he looked genuinely possessed by a devil.
But it was very good.
Really good. Mm. That's what I want from my gigs.
Yeah. And I saw Earth Eater, who sound metal, but yeah, very not metal.
Are they not? What are Earth Eater?
Kind of like a
jangly folk band.
Female singer with an acoustic guitar.
Oh, really? Called Earth Eater.
Earth Eater.
It's a great metal band.
I know. Though. And she did a cover of a System of a Down song.
Whoa. So
that
very
was
odd.
Metal adjacent.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Was it Chop Suey?
Yes.
Was it a classic?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
It was a lovely rendition.
Was it like a slow rendition?
Heard it. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slow, acoustic-y, nice, singy. Amazing singer, but...
You'd be forgiven for thinking Earth Eater may contain metal.
May contain metal.
And did
yeah, and
kind
did.
Of contain...
Yeah. Metal adjacent.
In
I think
a way.
Like,
metal adjacent.
I think they're...
Metal adjacent, write it down. That's a good title.
I think they're... I think they're a metal band.
Who, metal adjacent?
No, Earth Eater, but... metal adjacent is a good name.
Yeah.
And I went to see Deaf Goals.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
you did. You've done a lot of gigs. Very gig heavy.
I like gigs.
You love a gig?
Yeah, I've got a lot of free time, unlike yeah. some people.
Sorry about that. Great.
Did you do anything? Any gigs?
Yeah, Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Cool. Noel with you and Harrowed.
Should we get into the bloody yes. podcast
That's
again?
That's enough waffling.
Here's the theme song.
Put on your gig. Put on the ghetto. The Grand Prix of Sebastian Vettel.
Right, so I guess we should do the whole telling you to listen to it thing.
Yep.
Although you're already listening to it, so that's kind of a tick.
So if you
ticked.
Listen...
If you listen,
subscribe.
If you
subscribe,
tell a friend.
If you tell a friend,
rate it.
If you rate it,
rate it five stars. I think the rating should be one of the first things, actually, because
okay,
that's
yeah.
what makes a difference to us.
If you like it, subscribe.
No, if you like it,
listen.
Rate it five stars.
If you like it, listen. If you listen, subscribe.
Yeah.
If you subscribe, rate it.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, basically all of the above.
Yeah.
Just help us out.
Help us out. Send
That'd
us a message.
Great.
Get involved. It's
Get
your
involved.
Podcast.
It's your podcast,
your
in a
podcast.
Way. Okay, so running order?
Yeah, what's in store,
what's
Si?
In store?
What is in store?
We've got no messages.
Oh. Send us a message.
It'd be nice to get a
what
message.
What about an email? No email?
I don't check the emails, really.
Should we get rid of it?
So, and then
it's,
we're going to talk about...
Instagram, we're @... Make It Say Metal Pod.
We are, yeah.
So and, just send us a message.
And the
yeah.
email address is makeandsaymetal@gmail.com.
But
we don't check
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
Because one day, many moons ago, I subscribed to about 4,000 record label newsletters, and now I can't go in there. It's too much.
The
it's
amount
hectic.
Of things we missed.
So there's
that.
Probably some great messages
yeah.
in between all of that from genuine fans. So sorry, we've
just
missed,
message
we've
us
just
on Instagram. We get all of those.
Do it on Instagram. Anyway, we will then, once we don't talk about messages, we will be doing new releases from
Ooh.
End X Everything. Yeah, similar.
Yeah.
Lang.
Yeah,
it's tough. This
is a hard
week,
one.
Isn't it?
Horse one.
Oh, this is easy, though.
Yeah.
Horsewhip. Yeah. Oh, this could be interesting. Texas in July.
Howdy, partner. Isn't it hot?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, logical. Enterprise Earth. Better Lovers.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drown in Sulphur. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I would say 3 out of 8.
3 out of 8, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the pretty much the only ones I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we will tell you what the album of the week is.
What's it gonna
and,
be?
That's it.
And then it's time to go Betty Bo Byers.
Betty Bo Byers again.
yeah.
So no messages.
So
great,
none.
Skip it.
Not messages.
At
all. So straight into new releases.
It's going to be a short one.
You always say it's going to be a short one.
And it never is.
So like every week,
mm-hmm.
still call it a week, have been listening to End and their new album, The Sin of Human Frailty.
Sounds very uplifting.
It came out on the 27th of October on Closed Casket Activities. It's 10 songs long.
Whoa.
It's 30 minutes long.
Whoa.
My standout track was Infest, and here it is! There it was. If you don't know End, they're a metalcore supergroup.
Whoa, go on, tell us.
Featuring Will Putney from Better Lovers Band.
Yep.
Their first album, pretty sure, had Billy Rimmer from the Dillinger Escape Plan and Thought Crimes. Billy's not in it anymore.
Oh, no.
Which, to the detriment of the album.
Who's in it now? Do we know?
Yeah. Just some other people.
Okay, so we don't know. Cool.
No, I think it's out there.
Oh, we do know that it's other people. We just don't know who those people are.
Not Billy Rimmer. So, this is great. This just all out chaos again
all
from
out
End.
Chaos, great.
You know, obviously it sounds brilliant because Will Putney is part of it and has produced it. Who's produced a lot of stuff. There's guest spots from Pig Destroyer, from is it Full of Hell, and from Harriet.
Harriet. Okay.
You know Harriet?
I know Harriet.
Debbie Guff. That's on the song Thor. It's a bit softer than all the screamy stuff. But yeah, it's great. Will Putney said part of the goal was to do things our way.
Because,
you know,
bands never say that.
Everyone's doing things other people's ways, aren't they?
Bands never say we just want to do it our own way.
We didn't want to lean on our influences too heavy.
Okay.
It's the second album. Which, whether it's in terms of production, guitar tone, arrangement, or other elements, we were like, let's just make it sound like the End.
Great.
Yeah, and they did. It sounds just like End. and I listened to it a few times. I think I don't think it's as sort of raw and fun as the first album that was very, very much caught my attention. But for fans of Pig Destroyer, Nails, Dillinger Escape Plan, three word, but I just put Never End.
Oh,
because it's very good, and I'd like them
to keep going forever until all of them die.
Well, because they could just keep swapping members out until
they could just go on forever and ever, like the Rolling Stones.
End. Yeah,
haven't done yet, but I assume that's what they will do.
Slipknot could do it.
Yeah,
just they're in masks.
Easier to do when you're in a mask and it's not your own face.
Have you listened to anything?
Yes, I listened to a band by the name of X Everything. They're a post-hardcore band from the Bay Area.
Is that Florida, San Francisco?
Probably. Don't know.
It's Florida is very different. Florida
Bay Area. There's a Florida Bay Area.
Because the Bay Area Thrashers were from like San Francisco.
Oh, maybe it is San Francisco. I thought it was Florida.
'80s.
Maybe that's what it is then. And I've just misinterpreted it as Florida Bay Area.
Let me have a look while you talk.
Yeah, you can
about
have
it.
A look, can you?
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll let you know, listener. The album's called Slow Change Will Pull Us Apart, and it was released on the 10th of November on New Rot Records. 35 minutes long, so nice and short. Standout track, The Reduction of Human Life into an Economic Unit. And here it is! Ask yourself, what is our purpose? We were born condemned. Rip and pan. But I'm with you with this. Burden of existence.
That was a very long title.
It was really long, wasn't it? I quite like the premise of the title, though. I like what it stands for. So for this band, Matt, action comes in the form of creation. And creation comes in the form of frenetic, raw music, full of rage, but driving for change in the system, which I like. And in our lives, also necessary sometimes. The
can
music
I
is
stop you there?
You can.
They're from San Francisco. From Oakland.
Quite a few Bay Areas. Could have been Cornwall as well, actually.
They're on the other side of the big old bridge.
But there is a Florida Bay Area, isn't there?
Probably.
But it's not probably referred to as the Bay Area.
Yeah, the Bay Area to is do San with Fran. Sort of metal and everything.
Yeah, it must
be. Always
well.
San Fran.
It would have made sense if it was there.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mind plays tricks. Okay, the music is a fusion of Discord-influenced math rock and noisecore, a nuanced rage that refuses to accommodate the passive listener. The band's true skill, though, lies in how their instruments interlock, the structuring of movements that grow songs from rotted dirges to triumphant war cries, rhythmic tension building until a riff explodes into something unexpected and completely satisfying. You can probably tell I didn't write that.
Yeah.
But I completely agree with everything that's in there. great album. So, fun fact. The band boasts current and former members of Kowloon Walled City.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some other bands I've never heard of. Early Graves.
No.
Mercy Ties.
Yeah.
Blow Up Nihilist.
No.
Less Art. And others. So I don't know about any of those, apart from Kowloon Walled City, who are really good.
They're really good.
But they'll be first to admit that X Everything is very much its own thing. So like a lot of bands, they say, we're doing something slightly different. We're not doing exactly what our influences are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really rare to hear that from a band, actually.
No bands ever say that.
Yeah.
Very odd.
John Howell of the band says, it addresses the part of us that wants to write fast, chaotic, knotty, messy, pissed off music. And it does it very well. For fans of Kowloon Walled City,
yes,
Birds in Row.
Oh, yeah.
And Hot Snakes, so that's a little
good
bit
bands.
Maybe heavier than Hot Snakes, but they're good too. Three-word review for X Everything is excellent, exceptional, extraordinary.
Brilliant. X Everything.
Yeah. Matt, over to you.
I've been listening to Lang.
Lang.
And their album, Really You.
Oh, okay.
It's they're a Taiwanese duo.
Oh, wow.
They call themselves Terror Black Metal.
Could that be the first Taiwanese duo we've had on the show?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I love a Taiwanese duo.
Talk about more of them.
This album came out the 24th of November. It's 8 songs long and 35 minutes. And my standout track is Bow Yow. And here it is!
I've just realised why we don't talk about Taiwanese duos very often.
So Lang stands for cold.
Okay.
And Riliao is sunset. So
cold sunset.
Cold sunset. The band is called Cold. There is an American band called Cold. Can you remember those?
I can remember those. Yeah.
Around back in the day when sort of Limp Bizkit and stuff were
around. I've also just sorry to interject on your section, but I've just found famous Taiwanese musical duos.
Ooh, okay. Any worth mentioning?
Well, there's not many. So
any metal that aren't Lang?
Don't know. Lang aren't even in there. So
right.
Lang, if you're listening,
get on that list.
Good opportunity to go and update the wiki page of Taiwanese musical duos.
Because
you can do that.
Yeah.
You're not on there.
Cool.
There's seven of them apart from Lang.
So let's get Lang on.
Yep.
If anyone can add anyone to Wikipedia, I think anyone can. It's literally.
That's what I mean, yeah. This
you can do it.
I can do it now.
Let's
I'm going to do it now.
Our goal is to get
Lang. I'm going to add you, Lang.
The Taiwanese
start editing.
The Taiwanese duos.
I haven't really done this before. Is this the right time? Don't know.
That standout track.
I'll do it later.
Translates into Rainstorm.
Oh, okay.
As well. So yeah, it's quite feral. It's melodic. It's. Symphonic.
Oh gosh.
Symphonic,
yeah.
Black metal. It's all performed in Mandarin.
Oh. Yeah.
So I don't know what they're saying. Looking
again, this is why we don't speak about Taiwanese duos.
I put for fans of In Flames, Mole, Harakiri for the Sky.
Yeah, that's sort of that vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So the entire Lang project, right, was born out of a trauma of the guitarist singer was shot in the head during a car tracking gone wrong.
Oh, my God.
And pronounced dead at the scene.
Oh, wow.
Survived.
Hence why he's cold, maybe.
Cold, yeah.
Yeah. Lang means cold, you said?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So that's in reference to him being dead, like, but not then not dead. He should join Static X. No, he is dead, isn't he?
Static X just have somebody
wearing a mask.
His face.
I saw, weirdly in a way, I was on YouTube and it was recommending things. One of them was Static X live from London recently.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably know this because you may have seen a recent tour of theirs.
I did.
Current Dead Wayne Static Man looks like a cyborg.
A what?
He's got like red eyes. And he looks like a robot.
Oh, okay.
It's like a robot Wayne Static.
Like a zombie Wayne Static when I saw him.
No, he's more of a robot now.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ah!
He's playing it.
Here it is, look. Hold on. This is fun for the listener.
Mute it.
I'll mute it. Mute it for the listener. Bear with us whilst we watch a video.
Oh, that's not muted.
It's not muted. Wait. Look, there he is. He's got
Is that a red eye?
Yeah, wait. Hold on. You'll see it in a minute. Sorry, guys. Bear with us. Look, he's got like red eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Have you listened to anything? Anything else?
Sorry, I forgot where we were for a minute. I've listened to Horse Whip.
You could post that the video, the Static X video, on the little Instagram.
Oh, nah.
Okay. Don't do that then.
So, Horse Whip, a hardcore band from Florida. Not the Bay Area, though, obviously. their album Consume and Burn. Front cover seems to be someone's dropped something on a lovely photo they've taken of an upset person.
Ooh,
released
upset
on the
person.
10th of November on Iodine Recordings. The album's only 19 minutes long.
Well, that's not a lot of minutes.
That's not many minutes, is it?
My standout track. Album?
Yes, it's still an album.
It's not an EP?
No, it's got like 10, 12 tracks, 11 tracks, something like that. Nice, anyway, nice. My standout track is Pain.
And here it is! Is what the horse gets once whipped.
Absolutely.
Pain.
So, dense guitar savagery, Matt. Howling throat winds.
Ooh.
Unpleasant bass abuse and the pounding drums of a grisly forest attack.
Did you write all that?
I wrote none of that. it's a somewhat familiar sound filtered through an additional 20 years of American life and a heavy dose of Floridian swamp dread. Thick and heavy, four unshaven men having a go at it. Then, I mean, I didn't write this, it's on their Spotify. It says, this is a union of medicine and Uranus, which I didn't really understand at all.
So, but you said it anyway.
Yeah, I often do that. I'm almost always saying things that I don't really understand. So, Horse Whip shows moments of dissonance and unexpected beauty amid the oppressive weight of their sound. Songs like Buried offer a brief respite of melody to create a forlorn sense of dread before redoubling their efforts. And the aptly titled Pain, which you heard a bit of earlier, shows its subject matter through multiple lenses, opening with a reflective riff before plummeting into breakneck speeds and full-throttle chaos. Again, I didn't write that either. That's on the record label site. But it's better than anything I would have written.
Right, yeah. That's
so
true.
May as well just read it out.
Yeah.
I think.
And you know what? We're not a review site.
We're not a review site.
Telling people what we listen to.
We're a conduit.
Listen to.
We're a conduit. Exactly. We take things, we just say them out loud that someone else has written, and then less people listen to this than the people who read the original thing.
Which is great.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. Fun fact. So, undoubtedly, when you type horsewhip pain into Google, you get stuff about whipping actual horses and whether it's painful or not. So I thought, fun fact,
yeah.
Experts have called into question the use of whips in horse racing.
Okay.
After studies,
studies
have shown horses' skin is not only thinner than that of a human.
What?
But maybe, these are studies.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe in a study from experts,
maybe
more sensitive to pain.
Than
and the conclusion from experts running studies.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, their people studies. Who know what they're talking about and have, like, come up with a way of testing it,
yeah,
have said whipping horses is, and I quote, likely to be painful. I don't know if you need experts in studies for that, but that's what it said. For
makes
fans
them
of
run better though, doesn't it?
Does make them run better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely to make them run better as well. For fans of Colonial Wound.
Is that it?
Yeah, no.
Right, cool.
Colonial Wound, Aoife Coven, and lots
ooh,
of great
Aoife
bands.
Aoife Coven are good.
Aoife Coven, they were good, yeah, weren't they? Still are, probably. My three-word review for Horsewhip, Consume and Burn, is whipped me into a frenzy.
Amazing. Yes.
Brackets painful.
Maybe painful.
Likely to be painful.
Likely to be painful.
Matt, anything else?
Yes. I've been listening to some singles as well. Things that came out.
Ooh, that's what we do every time.
Imagine. Actually, this was an EP.
Oh, gosh.
It's a band called Texas in July. The EP is called Without Reason. And a little standout track on that is Razor's Edge. And here it is!
The crooked smile, expression, repressed. Burned from the rising flame of panic and distress. So temporary, so catatonic. The silhouette, the silence, is city of the flesh. A balance broken, words you left unspoken. Burn the open in a wounded burial bed.
I didn't mean to do that.
You do my catchphrase.
I did your catchphrase at the same time, out of nowhere.
Brilliant.
Oh, there it was.
There it was.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Cancel each other out now.
Yeah, that's very good. And, yes, single-wise,
was that
pretty good.
That was very good. Okay, cool.
It was very good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I've been listening to, single-wise, Enterprise Earth,
mm-hmm.
The Reaper's Servant.
Here it is!
That was really good. Some great like guitars, you know, that sort of like horse sounding sort of thing.
After it's been whipped.
Absolutely.
I thought that first noise you made was like the beginning of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, it is.
You know, with all the I guess the photos being taken or something.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. It happens a lot in the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that.
Quite a terrifying noise, actually.
It is, yeah. The only
you're welcome.
Scary bit of Texas Chainsaw Massacre was those noises at the beginning.
And there they were. And there it was. in case you want to know, that single came out on the 15th of November.
Ooh, didn't care.
Okay. So, hey, one of our listener will have cared.
Like, when was that out?
Yeah.
Need to listen to
probably
it.
Probably sending us loads of message on our Google address right now.
Saying, when was that out?
And I we're going to miss.
You do often... you know, you're often Googling things for people.
Mm.
So,
sort
on,
of a
on the Instagram.
A Google service.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been listening to, you know, the band, it's got the singer of the singer of Killer Be Killed.
Oh, yeah.
The guitarist of End.
Yes.
In it, and the guys from Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
Better Lovers.
Better Lovers, yes.
Spoke about them a bit. They just out of nowhere just released another song.
Whoa.
It's called Two Alive Amongst the Dead, and here it is! Very good. I think it's like the most sort of Dillinger sounding Greg Spin since Dillinger, I'd say. And I remember, I remember that song from the live shows. But yeah, it's, I think they must have thrown it together pretty quickly because the production isn't as good as other Will Putney produced things. But it's a six long, and it's big fan of that track.
Do you reckon they'll do
an album?
Either another EP or an album, put all the tracks on one album.
I doubt they put the EP tracks on an album.
Yeah, I would doubt that too, but sometimes bands do that, don't they?
I hope they don't
as well.
They're very disappointed.
Yes. And then I've been listening to a band, an Italian band, called Drown in Sulphur.
Buongiorno.
Prego. And their single is called Eclipse of the Son of Eden.
And here it is!
I really like that song a lot. I'm looking forward to
good song.
An album. I think 12th of January, the album, the name of which I don't have written down here, is coming out that song is on. Oh, so nice. Look forward to that.
Nice. Yes. Yes. Let's look forward to that. I know I really liked it. The video was a bit...
Yeah. They wear corpse paint.
Yeah. Just in that video or in general?
I think it may be in general. I'm not sure. I've not really seen them around and about, so I don't know. Maybe all day, every day. Maybe just when doing music videos.
Leaving the house.
Maybe just at night when they go to bed. Great. And then they wash it all off in the morning and don't wear it at all throughout the day. And it's just sort of like a little night mask that they wear.
It's ruining
keep their skin
pillows.
Fresh and young.
Great. That's new releases.
Well, that's almost it, isn't it?
That is almost it.
Bloody hell.
That's almost it. Good title for a...
That's almost it.
Yeah.
Write it down.
That's almost it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so that leaves us with one thing and one thing only.
Yep.
It's Album of the Week time. Album of the Week. Album of the Week. So only one could be crowned, even though we've done two once.
Yeah, we did two once.
We did two once. It was a bad idea.
Bad idea. A bit like talking about Taiwanese duos.
Have you got them on Wikipedia yet?
Oh, no, I don't really know what to do. Anyone out there can let me know how to add Lang to
the Taiwanese duo
Wikipedia page. That would be great.
Cool. Okay, so I'll get McMouty out of there. Hutch.
If you could, yes, lovely.
Smash their delicate beak against the desk. And then it's
Album of the Week time.
Here we go. Are you ready? Have you got the envelope, the golden envelope?
I've got the golden envelope.
Golden sealed envelope.
Hold on, where is it? Here it is. Okay, Album of the Week. Whoa. Mouty's whole head exploded. Album of the Week this week goes to Horsewhip.
Horsewhip.
Ow, probably.
Florida, not the Bay Area.
Florida Bay Area, yeah. Consume.
Surely anywhere with a bay has a Bay Area.
Yeah.
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 Somewhere
yeah.
Like St. Ives.
Has the Bay Area.
Is St. Ives on the coast? Let's have a look. Hold on. St. Ives.
So, yeah, Horsewhip win the
St. Ives, Cornwall. Yeah, of course it's on the coast. Oh, yeah, you know
is there
what?
A bay?
Not only that, but when you type St. Ives and it says
Bay Area.
Bay Beach, Carbis Bay.
Oh, there you go.
So they could be from Carbis Bay and St. Ives.
St. Ives.
Or not. Florida or San Fran.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so good stuff. You get
well
the
done, Horsewhip.
Coveted pint.
Ooh, how nice does St. Ives look, by the way?
How nice is... Do we have any listeners in St. Ives?
Any St. Ives? Look at that.
Oh, it looks quite nice, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, it looks
wow.
good.
Wow. Hey, everyone listening, you got to go to St. Ives.
If we've learned one thing
from
this podcast.
You've got to go to St. Ives. Write it down. That could be a title. Got to go to St. Ives. The artistic charm of Cornwall seaside town. Okay, great. Well, that's on the list for me to go to at some point in my life.
I'm in.
Hope it's on yours too. Anyway, Horsewhip. Back to Horsewhip. Well done.
Well done. Yeah, congratulations.
Well done. What do you win? You win a pint? From Matt if
I'm
he ever
in
sees
the
you.
Bay Area.
He's ever in one of the Bay Areas. And you're also there.
I will never be in Florida though. So
that's an issue then. Maybe you won't see him. Oh, no, they're not from there.
Maybe they come to London.
Oh, they might do.
Yeah,
we'll have a look out for it.
Get that pint.
So you might get a pint on the back. You might get a pint from Pat.
The tiny pint.
And Matt. Right, that's probably it, is it?
That's probably it. That was Album of the Week.
Album of the Week. Album of the Week. Album of the
Week. Good night.
I think, yeah, bye.
What was you going to say?
We'll leave this. And then I think I was going to say the next time we speak to you, well, either a Christmas one or Album of the Year.
No, Album of the Year would be the one after the next one.
Yeah, but will we do another one between now and Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we should
definitely.
We should try to.
Do the Christmas one.
Yeah, have to do a Christmas one.
The big old Christmas one.
Okay, we'll see you for the Christmas one.
We'll come up with some
and then we'll do Album of the Year.
We'll come up with a Christmas feature.
Yeah, I like the Christmas ones.
Bring back some jingles.
Some old jingles.
Or some new jingles.
Whoa.
Mingles.
Okie dokie. Let's do that. Right, okay. Fine, perfect.
Good night.
Bye.